Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at Stone X. Arlen, kind of a mixed bag in the grain trade. Wheat's a little higher. The soy complex, though, under some pressure again here on this Thursday, and corn largely caught in the middle. What's going on exactly with the soy complex, and should we be concerned right now with this soy trade, Arlen?
Yeah, I think there's good reason to be concerned, and a lot much of it goes down to Brazil. And for so much of the fall, we kept trying to caution against falling into the trap of believing the social media reports that we're going to have a total crop failure in Brazil. They ended up having a big crop, and maybe not as big as they'd like, but still a big crop nonetheless. They're expected to export, to ship over a half billion bushels just this month alone. And that's really killing our export demand. We do have stronger crush demand than what USDA is acknowledging, and I think they'll eventually acknowledge that. But for now, it's looking pretty bleak as ending stocks continue to go up, as we saw in the last USDA WASDE report. And that lead May contract seems to be heading toward testing that February low to see if it'll hold this time, which is a little more than a dime below where we're currently at. So that's going to be one of the keys. As we look over at the wheat market, that's where the positive movement is. It was particularly led by the hard red wheats, and that's tied to the deteriorating conditions that we saw in the crop progress report on Monday. As we've had hot, windy conditions and dust storms in the plains, particularly around the state of Kansas, in portions to the southwest of that. We also have dry concerns for the Black Sea region, especially in southern Russia, which is a highly productive area. We're starting to see those production estimates start to ratchet back a little bit, and we're excessively wet in Europe. But overall, Russia continues to pump out a lot of wheat at low prices, and that's limiting our upside to this point.
How about on the outside markets here, Arlen? We've been watching various earnings reports and unemployment data and more coming out this week. Any big notes for you in the outside market trade?
Yeah, the earnings reports have been mixed. Some have been better than expected, particularly with some of the banks, but yet they were cautionary in their outlook. So it's overall been a mixed response there in those earnings reports. We've seen a notable turn down in crude oil over the last couple of sessions. And I think that a lot of that has to do with what we're hearing from the Federal Reserve. After some of the data we've seen released over the last week to 10 days, we're finally starting to hear Fed members come out with a more hawkish tone once again, saying maybe we need to hold off on our thoughts of any rate cuts this year. That's kind of consistent with the message that we've been giving over the last 6 months. But the Fed now using some pretty strong language and trying to discourage the market from thinking we have rate cuts coming anytime soon. And so overall, that's really leading to downward pressure on the bulk of the commodities. The equity saw a big sell-off as well, although they're bouncing somewhat today.
Real quick, in the livestock trade, mixed action between cattle and hogs. Finding some green in cattle here. Have to think some positioning ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report.
Yeah, certainly so. And that report's going to be key here to see how we continue to progress in this market. We've stabilized things a little bit as we look at choice cuts, though, and in this market, we're back below $300. When we look at year-ago levels, where our prices today are higher than what we were a year ago, or pretty close, but our cash prices are higher. We're starting to see that demand move down the value chain from beef into pork. That's been helping to support the hog complex. We're a little bit weaker today. But overall, this is a market that, while we saw a big sell-off recently there because the funds had got so overbought, we still have some pretty good fundamentals in this hog complex. I do think that as we go forward, we're going to see some better weather supporting stronger gains, cheap feed prices also supporting, and I think we'll see our weights go up and kind of help fill the void there on overall pork production to help fill that extra demand.